It's funny, you know, the horror genre, I really basically, I'm trying to go back to that time period, that had to be 1984. I was very aware of Night of the Living Dead because of the noise that it had made in the film world and in the Pittsburgh world, but until I worked with George, I mean, I had seen it, but my tastes were still and still are locked into, you know, the Universals, Frankenstein, Dracula, House of Frankenstein, Wolfman, and all of that. And let's not forget when Night of the Living Dead came out, it was not considered. There was no blood and very little guts, if any, and very little blood. So, it's a horrific intrigue. Certainly didn't lie in special effects. But again, I'm very prudish about horror movies. I mean, The Thing. It's not horror. I guess you'd call it sci-fi, but I call The Thing horror because it's mental horror. You don't see the creature till the end of the movie, but the anticipation building up to it is so incredible, and the cinematography and the way that Hawks produced it, and I'm sure he was influential in the directing. The scene picture in the tableaus that were set up, and there are very, very few contemporary movies in the genre that knock me out the way that the Universal Library still does. I mean, I don't own any of them because I want to be surprised and delighted when they come on television. So, but was I a fan? Of course I was a fan. I have to say that. I'm under contract to Universal.